Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the Cyber Razor Cut.
Cyber Razor Cut.
Yeah!
If you want to be a psychonaut, get yourself a Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, to be this good takes ages, huh?
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Hear all of the best saggy music.
With a squad, so the movement back, maybe the music back. And you got a course side seat to get it straight from the source. Not cool as that, so you can hate them, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit, black cheer. I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Yeah. Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to come on? Yeah.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to move, y'all ready to fool, y'all ready to win, if y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all, let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
The mission is to kill a man, for the love, respect, and the dividends. For the squad, the game, man, the Benjamins. For the solo art, and to get it in. Believe I gotta get it in. That's why I'm out on the push with no limit, man. That's why I'm out on the move with no gimmick, man. That's why I'm down to stop, I can't quit it, man. I'm strung out on this shit, I can't kick it, man. I mean, for real, dog, I can't quit, man.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to come on? Yeah.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to move? Y'all ready to fool? Y'all ready to win? If y'all ready to lose?
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
The dude's back live to kill it with a squad, so the movement back, maybe the music back. And you got a course side seat to get it straight from the source. Not cool as that, so you can hate it, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit, black cheer. I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven, back once again with another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut live on Radio Sega as a part of this year's Winterfest 2014. This is the last Cyber Razor Cut of the year, the last one before Christmas as well. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please go over to the chat room. I have literally just got there myself because I have been compiling the playlist and getting things ready. And by the way, if you go over to twitter.com/SegaDriven, we are also giving away 3 games. If you're US if you're US resident only, you can get a copy of either Crazy Taxi on PSN or Xbox Live Arcade, or for a complete worldwide entry as well, you can get a copy of Valkyria Chronicles on Steam. If you head on over to our Twitter page now, follow and retweet the tweets to the responding game that you want. I will be choosing winners at the end of the show at 8 p.m. All right, you go and do that. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I wanted to make it open to as many people as possible, because obviously not a lot of people, not everybody can tune into the show, as I'm aware of. There is now an opportunity for you to win some games. Cool. Bloody hell, there's a lot of people in the chat room. Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm so late. I'm currently joined by, God, this is going to be a big old list, Forever Sonic, Trigon, KC, Voice, Spondy, Bogard, CD-ROM 1019, CTR, Darkspeed, Denjiki, Destiny Storm, DJ Kino, Flexstyle, Rexy, whose name has all of a sudden just changed to a guest, John the VG Nerd, Punk Gamer 69V2, Save Shenmue, Sergadra, Shadow Remix, Shadow the Hedgehog, Silver Sonic, SJ, SSF1991, hello Donny, TCB, Torchellin, Trekkie, and Twinny. Thank you all for joining. Thank you all for being there. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying Winterfest. It's by the looks of things, it's been a really, really cool weekend. I've been chilling out this morning, so I haven't really had a chance to tune in. But hopefully I can continue to stay tuned in for the rest of the evening. Hello, John. Nice to see you. And yeah, let's play some music, because that is the reason for you to be here. Once again, if you want to go and win some games, go over to twitter.com/ Sega Driven and retweet to the corresponding tweet to the games that you're after. Cool. Right, let's play some music. Let us start off with some remixing in the form of The Vestas and Robot Bosses. Enjoy. And we are back. You just heard Benjamin Briggs with Flight of the Battery, a really awesome Flying Battery remix. And prior to that, you heard Devestus with, and I apologise, I keep getting this incorrect, but the song is actually called Hedgehog Fodder. Thank you very much for correcting me, Rexy. And that is available from Badass Bosses 2, which you can download from ocremix.org. Cool, cool stuff. Right, yes, plenty going on in the chat room. Thank you very much, everybody that's joined in and is talking. And I'm just, yeah, so the Valley, what did you make from at this year's Sage? Because I recognize the name. Was it Sonic Souls by any chance? If you'd like to confirm, that'd be cool. And yeah, thanks very much for tuning in. It was pretty cool to see you involved, buddy. Got a lot of love for everybody that's involved in the Sonic Amateur Games Expo, one of my favorite events of the year. Yeah, cool stuff. And also, hello to Darkspeeds, my good friend from Australia. Nice to see you. Sonic Gameland. Sorry, the Valley. Of course, yes. A good old game, that has got to be said. Is it still available? Because it would be cool to be able to link people up to a download link if it is available. Hit us up with a link in the chat room and I'll read it over the air in the next link or something. But yes, cool. Thanks for getting involved. Yeah, I'm going to have to spread out what we're talking about this evening because I don't know whether I got 2 hours worth of links in me, to be honest with you. I usually only have to speak about that week's news. So, yeah, a little bit of a different thing going on at the moment. And I'm also trying to follow back everybody that's retweeting the competition tweets on our Twitter. So, yes, lots going on. Lots going on. Right, let's stop talking about what is happening and what I'm trying to get my head around and continue with more music. Right, I'm feeling some Bayonetta because let's face it, it's one of the best games ever. Cool. This is Fly Me to the Moon. Enjoy.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Winterfest 2014. For our full programming schedule, check out radiosega.net.
And we are back. You just heard Dusk and Rexy with Ristar's Stars on Ice, an OC remix, which you can obviously get from the website. And prior to that, you heard Hiroshi Yamaguchi with Fly Me to the Moon, the Infinity Climax mix from Bayonetta. Cool stuff all round. And I'm feeling very Christmassy now, thanks to Stars on Ice. Really good stuff. I love the old Ristar soundtrack, as I have mentioned many a time. But yeah, there's some pretty heated debates going on in the chat room at the moment regarding Sega in 2014. And I think... I've got to say, I think it's been a really good year for Sega, it's got to be said. There's been some really good games come out, some obviously some bad ones, Sonic Boom, but at the same time, there's been some really decent stuff coming out from that publisher this year. So we've had Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, we've had Alien Isolation, we've had the unfortunately Japanese exclusive Sega 3D reprint archives, which I really want to get my hands on if it ever comes out into the West, fingers crossed, eh? What else have we had? I'm just having a look back through my year's posts. More Japan exclusive stuff. We had Hero Bank 2, Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. Come on, load up. What else did we have? I feel like I'm going to be here for ages. but yes, there was some decent stuff this year, it's got to be said. For all the doom and gloom that came around the release of Sonic Boom, I'd say there was some damn good stuff to get your hands on this year from Sega. And yeah, you don't really have to take too long. Oh yeah, Puyo Puyo Tetris, of course, I forgot about that. Again, Japan exclusive, but you know, if you do have Sony consoles, you can import these things because they're region free. And I'd really recommend Puyo Puyo Tetris. It's really, really good fun. If you're into puzzle games whatsoever, it's pretty much the king of them at the moment. Yeah, oh sorry, Hatsune Miku Project Diva 2, obviously, F-Second. Yeah, that was a really good release. Valkyria Chronicles came out on Steam this year, which you can win if you go over to our Twitter. Slight plug there. But yes, it's, you know, definitely the good outweighed the bad this year, it's got to be said. And yeah, as well as people have also repeated, you know, Valkyria Chronicles on Steam was actually quite as a surprise for Sega, as they apparently were massively taken aback by just how much it sold. And it's good to see, really. I'm hoping that, you know, that'll make them think about more PC releases, bringing more Japanese stuff west, hopefully. You never know. Obviously, we do have Yakuza 5 finally coming to the west next year, so that's going to be something to look forward to. Again, a little bit disappointed that it's digital only, but there you go. A little bit of inconsistency never minded me too much when you're actually getting the game, but at the same time I would have liked it in a box. But yeah, a cool year, it's got to be said. A slight blip on the Sonic radar hasn't really ruined too much for me personally, but you know, this is why I run a Sega website. I like to focus on the good. But yes, cool stuff. Right, back to the music. I'm feeling a bit of Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, which obviously didn't come out this year, but was a damn good game at the same time. Yeah, this is a Carrier Zone medley. Enjoy!
Christmas, you boogers!
Sleeping.
And we are back. You just heard Dixie Flatline featuring Megarine Luca, and that was Just Be Friends, featured on many Project Diva games, it's got to be said. And prior to that, you heard Richard Jakes with the Carrier's Own medley from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Just having a bit of a geek out with Silver Sonic in the chat room, talking about Project Diva F-Second. Dude seems to be a lot better than me, it's got to be said. He's got a bloody perfect on an extreme song, so well done. but yeah, I've said already in the chat room that I think it's probably my favourite Sega game of the year, Project Diva F-Second. Really, really good fun. If you like rhythm games, then you should probably get on board. And yeah, you can get it in a box, because Sega decided to put it on a disc this time around. Because yeah, the previous game, Project Diva F, was only digital, only in the West. But yes, cool stuff. But yeah, we've been talking about our favourite Sega games of the year. Someone mentioned Puyo Puyo Tetris, which is a damn good call as far as I'm concerned. Lots of people saying Alien Isolation, which I have yet to play, but I will get around to, because I do like a bit of horror gaming. But yeah, I've been a little bit strapped for cash at the moment, because I've been keeping it aside for Christmas and that. And yeah, Christmas next week, bloody hell, 5 days away now. Which is worrying. luckily I do have everything bought, but I just need to wrap things and write cards and stuff, so yay Christmas. And finally get some time off as well. I've only got the bank holidays, but it'd be nice to have a bit of a break regardless. Yeah, play some games, as I've been doing today. I've basically been playing one game all day as well. I've been trying to finish Assassin's Creed Revelations, because I like the Assassin's Creed games a lot, but I've had Assassin's Creed 3 in my possession for ages, but still haven't completed Revelation, so I thought I'd try and get that out of the way, because I'm sick to death of it. It's a bit of a slog, that game, it's got to be said. Not the best in the series, but still an enjoyable little thing in its own right, that's got to be said. Anyway, let's stop talking about Ubisoft games, and we'll talk about Sega a little bit more. Yeah, I think another one of my favourite Sega moments of this year has got to be getting... starting a Master System collection, it's got to be said. So yeah, this year I finally got around to getting a Power Base converter cartridge for the old Mega Drive, and that has now opened up a world of Master System gaming. And yeah, I've been really enjoying bits and pieces that I've bought. It's really it's a really cheap console to collect for. If you're ever interested in getting into an 8-bit console, then I'd really highly recommend the Master System, because loose cartridges can be like £3 a pop, so it's, yeah, really good little game to, really good little console to muck around with, it's got to be said. But yeah, bizarrely, a couple of Sonic games are actually really bloody rare on it, and they're not exactly what I'd call the best either. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beating Machine can command a pretty hefty price, and alright, it's not the worst game in the world, but it's not the best port of Dr. Robotnik's Mean Beating Machine. That will go to the Mega Drive version. But yeah, for God knows why, probably because it was not sold very well, or I don't know. But yeah, Sonic Spinball on Master System is rare as hen's teeth. It's got to be said, really quite expensive. That and of course the Brazil-only release of Sonic Blast. But to be honest with you, that's it's obvious why that one's rare, because it was confined to a single country and probably didn't sell very well that late into the Master System's life. But yeah, cool stuff. I like my Master System. It's been good fun mucking around with that this year. Right, let's continue with the tunage. I'm feeling a bit of chiptune, so let's play some actual soundtrack music. I'm going to give you some Altered Beast. Enjoy.
him is Cool Axe.
Up back, you just heard Jeroen Tell with the Commodore 64 version of Wilderness from Golden Axe, and prior to that you also heard, let me get this person's artist name up because for God knows why the tag hasn't worked correctly, you heard Toru Nakabayashi with the level 1 theme from Altered Beast, from, yeah, arcade and Mega Drive versions, I think that's probably the Mega Drive version actually, thinking about it, but yes. Chip tunes all round for everybody. I've just been thinking about like what some of the more odd things that happened this year in regards to Sega, and I remembered the Football Manager documentary that came out in October. So yeah, in the UK, a basically a film about people that play Football Manager, was released in cinemas. Yeah, in October. October 7th it came out. I think it was a one-day-only thing. Oh, no, wait. It was... hang on. Exclusive screenings at View from October 7th. I think it lasted to the 26th of October. There we go. So, yeah, it was a thing that happened. Really bizarre, it's got to be said. There is a pretty in-depth review of it on Eurogamer.net if you want to go and check that out. But, yeah. The Football Manager community is quite a... dedicated group of people, and yeah, the documentary kind of charts the people that play the game quite kind of religiously, I guess. I'd like to watch it, actually. Unfortunately, I didn't get around a chance to see it in the cinema, but fingers crossed that it gets released in a different form at some point, whether it's online or, you know, a DVD release or something like that. I'd like to check it out just out of curiosity more than anything else. So yeah, That was an odd thing that happened. Another odd thing that happened is we finally got a Sonic cartoon that's actually pretty good. I don't think an awful lot of us were expecting too much from Sonic Boom. But yeah, I've really, really enjoyed what I've watched so far. Show's on a bit of a repeat-a-thon at the moment, and then it sort of goes back to its new episodes every week sort of thing in the new year. But yeah, it's from everything I've seen so far, I've really, really enjoyed it. It's got a lot of humour. It feels like a lot more condensed version of Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, but with more, you know, interesting characters, and everybody seems really well written. It's just a funny little show, it's got to be said. I'm really quite enamoured with it, it's got to be said. Shame about the games, but, you know, can't get everything. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about, which I wouldn't say was an odd thing, but just a cool thing that happened. If anybody hasn't checked it out yet, you should definitely go and head over to Read Only Memory, their website address. Let me find it for you quickly. ReadOnlyMemory.vg. They have created and are now selling a book called The Sega Mega Drive Genesis Collected Works, and my god, is it something special. Really, really worth checking out. A lovely sort of history of the 16-bit, you know, Sega era, with lots of awesome artwork and stuff that hasn't never been printed before, like high quality logos and things, and specifications and production drawings of the consoles and stuff. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Really, really lovely thing. Completely hardback. Got these huge, great big gatefold pages as well. It's just a lovely, lovely thing. If you have any interest in 16-bit era Sega, then you should definitely get one. Just a beautiful thing. I was going to say you can also get a special edition, but that has now sold out. It was, yeah, limited to 100, and each one came with a... it was a Naoto Oshima illustration, which was completely exclusive to it, and it came with like a lovely case and stuff. But yeah, that's a thing. There is also a A1 poster of the Mega Drive production drawing that you can get for 30 quid. Hefty. But yeah, it's a great big poster. If that takes your fancy, that's also available from readonlymemory.vg. Cool stuff, and yeah, just some of the more weird shit that happened this year in regards to Sega. But yeah, let us continue with more musics. People say, why are they re-airing the Buster episode? Basically, so if you haven't heard already, Sonic Boom is on... It's basically showing repeats until the new year, where it's going to start airing new episodes again. I think they're just basically trying to spread out the amount of episodes they've got so that they don't just blast through every single one, like, in succession, essentially. They're just trying to span out their run on Cartoon Network. So, yeah, new episodes will start airing again in the new year. Right, cool. Let's continue with music, because... that is why you're here. Right, as we've been talking about Sonic, I'm feeling a bit of Sonic music. This is from the soundtrack to Sonic Lost World. Enjoy.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Was the rather awesome Opus Science Collective with Sprinter, a Super Hang-On remix. And prior to that, you heard Tomoya Otani. Otani! With Windy Hill Zone 1 from Sonic Lost World. And Opus Science Collective, they did a show yesterday on Radio Sega's Winterfest. And I'm a little bit gutted I wasn't around to tune in, unfortunately. But Sega Funk System last night at 11 p.m. with Opus Science Collective. I'm sure it was great. We got a lot of love for the Open Science Collective. They are really cool guys, and they make great stuff. That was from their Magical Sound Shower project, which you can download for nothing from the Open Science Collective SoundCloud page. So go and Google that and get it, because it's great. Yeah. Cool. I like plugging my mates. It's good fun. Right, we're over an hour into the show. Look at that, bloody hell, that goes quick, doesn't it? Yeah, we've still got another 55 minutes worth of Sega music and remixes for you. But yeah, I've just, I really want to read the news, but there isn't any. Bloody Christmas month, there's nothing going on. I mean, well, obviously the Radio Sega Winterfest 2014 is going on, but unfortunately there is not much to talk about in regards to what's been going on in the world of Sega. I mean, there's a couple of bits. There's been another bit of concept art from Big Red Button, Sonic Boom, sort of a Cry Engine test scenario that they created, featuring sort of Green Hill-esque palm trees and stuff. It's a bit of artwork. It's nothing special, it's got to be said. If you want to go and check that out, you can see it on sonicstadium.org. And also, the upcoming re-release of It Came From The Desert on Mega Drive has finally had its pricing released. And it's going to be $55 without shipping. So it's a fair old hefty bit of money, that, for what is essentially a re-release of an old game. But if you weren't aware of this, basically, CinemaWare's classic game, It Came From The Desert, has finally, well, it was actually unreleased, but it was, a ROM was dumped on the internet quite a while back of the unreleased version of the game, but Watermelon Games, who make Piazzolla, have basically bought the rights from CinemaWare to publish a proper version of the game on Mega Drive, but they've also tweaked it a little bit so that it's a proper polished, finished game, essentially. So yeah, it's finally coming out in the new year. But yeah, pre-orders are going to start next Jan. So yeah, fingers crossed I'm not waiting all bloody year for a copy of that. Because let's face it, Watermelon Games aren't exactly prompt with their with their releases. I'm still waiting on my copy of Piazzolla for Dreamcast. But hey-ho, I'm sure we'll get there eventually. There was an update the other day, actually, that showed you some of the production stuff going on with the cases and things, because one of the cool things they're doing with this, well, they did it with the original release of Piazzolla on Mega Drive as well, but the you could, if you've kickstarted the Dreamcast version, you can get it in any region's graphics, sorry, not graphics, I mean any region's box, essentially. So it'll have, you know, if you buy an American version, it'll have the sort of American semi-circle on the edge sort of thing with the orange Dreamcast logo, or if you buy a Japanese version, you just get the orange Dreamcast banner up in the top right corner, or as I've gone for a PAL version, you'll get the nice big fat PAL blue cases, which is kind of cool. So they're actually producing like new ones, essentially, because obviously they're not mass produced anymore. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I always am. New Dreamcast games are always good fun, it's got to be said. Right, let's continue with more tunes. I want to play some metal, because I like me metal. This is a song called Leia. It is from the Project Diva arcade soundtrack, and it's heavy as balls. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You just heard Mega Driver with Rage Street, Streets of Rage Remix, and prior to that you heard Yuppie featuring Megarena Luca with Leia from the Project Diva Arcade Future Tone soundtrack. Cool, cool stuff. Lots of heated debate about Sonic Colors going on in the forum. Sorry, not in the forum, in the chat room. Yeah, people are talking about they'd like a sequel, hoping for, a new multi-platform Sonic release. Lots of chat going on. I've got to say, I absolutely adore Sonic Colors. I think it's probably the best 3D Sonic game ever, really. It's absolutely just one of my favourite games. It nails the atmosphere. It feels like a Sonic game. It's lovely and colourful. So much going on. Colour Powers are really good fun. Soundtrack's excellent. It's really funny. I love all the Robotnik Tanoid stuff. And it's just a really great experience. And it's an original game as well. While Generations is brilliant, don't get me wrong, it doesn't have that same sort of... It doesn't feel like a game of its own. It's very much a greatest hits compilation of a game, whereas Colors definitely has its own place. So that's generally why I prefer the thing. Not that there's anything wrong with Generations, but just something about Sonic Colors. It's a really cool little game. If you've never played it, you should definitely get on board, because copies on Wii are just ridiculously cheap now. And of course, if you've got a Wii U, it's backwards compatible, so you should definitely be on board with that at some point. I'd definitely be up for a sequel, like a proper one, because Lost World kind of is a semi-sequel in that it uses the Colors powers, but at the same time it's got its own gimmick going on with the cylindrical and spherical worlds, as very similar to Super Mario Galaxy. But I'd like more of a sort of traditional, I suppose, 3D Sonic game in that style, personally, because I do enjoy the sort of mix between 3D and 2D, sort of behind the Sonic and then side on. I've just been setting an image for my good friend Mark, who does an awful lot of the bumpers that you're hearing in the show, of two plush sloths dressed in Christmas outfits. Yay. Good old Mark. If anything, he is a humorous man. Anyway, let us continue with more music. Right, what am I feeling? I haven't played any Unleashed for a while, that's what he said. Enjoy this. This is Cool Edge.
forget the hard times. This is Radio Sega's Winterfest 2014.
Was Let's Go Away by Takanobu Mitsuyoshi from the Daytona USA soundtrack, which is actually the first time I played this on the show, and I was desperately scrambling for... I've got a soundtrack CD called SegaCon, the best of Sega game music, volume 1, and it's on there, and I was like, people were talking about arcade racing, and I was like, I desperately need to put some Daytona on, so yeah, during the previous song I was definitely ripping the thing so I could get it into the playlist. So yeah, and then prior to that you heard Tomoe Otani with Cool Edge Day Theme. Otani! From Sonic Unleashed. So yes, good stuff. Good stuff all round. Yeah, and for some reason, Donny just came into the chat room and announced that he's getting shipped with Naughty Things. So I'm already thinking what that could be in my head. Hopefully it's Donny X Dildo or something like that. Who knows? I'll just make it sound even worse. Donny X Stockings. Anyway, enough of that. By the way, if you don't know who I'm talking about, Donny is SSF 1991. He does a show with KC, which is the Sega Lounge. Which you should all tune into whenever it plays. So yes, Donny X, aka Sonic X. Oh dear, I'm putting you right in the thick of it now, mate. Right, cool. Yeah, talking of arcade races and Daytona specifically, where I live in the old London, there is a new arcade that opened last year in North Acton called Heart of Gaming, and an awful lot of the arcade machines that used to be in the Trocadero Piccadilly Circus have now sort of been relocated over there. And late last year, they finally got a Daytona USA cabinet. And if you don't know about Heart of Gaming, basically the whole thing with this is that you pay an entry fee and you're allowed to stay as long as you want, and all the arcade machines are set to free play, so you don't have to keep pumping coins into the machine to keep playing, which is kind of fun. And that also means that I've had a chance to play Daytona USA on something that isn't just a beginner circuit, because usually whenever I play the game in a standard arcade where I have to pay money for it, I generally just go for the beginner's track, because I can do that circuit. It's not particularly difficult. But you know, I decided to try the medium difficulty circuit for the first time in the arcade recently, and it's hard, it's got to be said. Yeah, you wouldn't believe the difficulty spike from the beginner circuit to the medium difficulty one. It is a tough old game, that. It's got to be said. I don't know if it's just because you're using a steering wheel, generally just makes things a little bit more difficult. But yeah, had a hard old time with that. I didn't even complete the circuit, it's got to be said. Ran out of time. I have a little bit of an easier time with it on the console versions, but yeah, I think that might just because it's, I don't know, gamepad controls, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say, is just a little bit more of an easier entry point for driving games and the like. But yeah, Daytona USA, it's actually surprisingly hard, it's got to be said. But yeah, anyway, let's continue with more music. I'm going to play you some Alicia Dragoon. This is a version by Mixer Productions. It's essentially the same version of the stage one theme from Alicia Dragoon, but it's using the Sonic 3 instruments, that's what I'm after, yeah, the Sonic 3 instruments. So yes, yeah, interesting stuff. This was available for a long time for free via Mixed Productions YouTube channel. I don't know if it still is, because it was uploaded to a Mediafire link, so yeah, those tend to fall prey to the tests of time, unfortunately. But yeah, let's finally play the song, because I'm sick of talking. Speak to you in a bit.
Dr. Robotnik, and you and your sniveling friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Back once again, you just heard Tomoko Sasaki, Naofumi Hataya, and Masafumi Ogata with Shooting Ristar, the main, the first stage theme from Ristar. And prior to that, you heard the level one theme from Alicia Dragoon, remixed into the Sonic 3 instruments via Mixer Productions. Cool, cool, cool. Right. What was I going to say? I was going to say that you have just over 20 minutes left to enter our competition to win either US copies of Crazy Taxi on PSN or XBLA or Valkyria Chronicles for worldwide release on Steam. You can go over to twitter.com/SegaDriven and retweet one of the three corresponding tweets for the game that you're after. You also need to follow us as well so that we can get in contact via direct message. But yes, this will be closing in the next 21 minutes, sorry. 21 minutes left. So yeah, get over there if you haven't already done that already. Cool. I'm looking forward to giving you free stuff. I like making people happy. That sounded a bit weird. But yes, cool. What was I going to say? Yeah. That also means that we've only got 21 minutes left of the actual show, which is bizarre because I've got to say, sometimes when this show is just an hour long, it can feel like a bit of a drag, but this has been a really good fun. It's nice to see so many people in the chat room talking and sharing stories and whatnot. It's been fun, it's got to be said. So yeah, it's going to be a sad one I have to go at the end of this. But yeah, there you go. Right, let's continue with more music because, quite frankly, I have nothing else to say at this point. Right, what do I want to play? I think it's about time we had something from the new Sound of TSS album, because Yeah, that came out recently. It is a free download from sonicstadium.org, and there was some really damn good stuff on it, and I'm going to play something from it now. This is Pyramid Cave, and it is a damn good remix from Sonic Adventure 2. Enjoy.
He's a cat. Oh, bugger.
Time. But when it's Hello, chum. You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Yoda on the one and only Radio Sega. How marvelous!
We are back for what might be the final time. You just heard CJ the Music Dude with Lightning Chaser, the first stage from Gunstar Heroes remixed, and that is available from Be Aggressive, which is a Gunstar Heroes remix album, which is available from OC Remix. Prior to that, you heard the brilliant What I'm Made Of by Crush 40, absolutely brilliant. Sonic Heroes main boss theme, I suppose, to Neo Metal Sonic at the end of the game. And prior to that, you heard Solvo featuring Joshua Taipole and General Offensive with the Pyramid Cave Modern Remix, which came from the Sound of TSS album, which is also available to download now from sonicstadium.org. Whew, cool. Right, so let's talk about the rest of Winterfest then. So directly after me, we've got the Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown with KC at 8 p.m. And then at 10 p.m. it's Forever Sonic's Random Hour. At midnight, it's the Sega Addicts After Hours show. And then at 2 a.m. it's Meh, It's Late with DJ Ear. Cool stuff. Right, then to tomorrow, Sunday 3 p.m. it's the MD Winterfest Mix. by Mark Drury of the Mega Drive Band. That's going to be pretty cool, worth well worth tuning into. At 4 p.m. it's the Sega Lounge with KC and SSF 99.1. 6 p.m. it's Sunday Funday. 8 p.m. it's Fantasy Star Beats. And then to end the weekend, it's going to be 10 p.m. Saturday Night Sega with Gavi UK. Cool, cool stuff. Thank you very much to everybody that's tuned in. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been nice doing a special two-hour edition of the Cyber Razor Cut. Yeah, they're going to get two more songs out of me, and then I think we're going to be off, basically. So, yes, yeah. I don't know what else to say, really, other than thank you. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Thank you, everybody listening live. Thank you, everybody that's entered the competition. You've still got 7 minutes to grab yourself some free PC games. One free PC game. You can get Valkyria Chronicles. You can also get Crazy Taxi on either XBLA or PSN if you are a US resident. But yeah, heading over to twitter.com/SegaRiven if you still want to be in with a chance to win some goodies. Cool, cool, cool. Right, I think this is going to be it from me. Thank you very much once again. I've been Sonic Yoda from SegaRiven, and you've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega as a part of Winterfest 2014. I'm going to play you some tunes, and then I'm going to be off. First up, I'm going to have some audio sprite action. This is the Shenmue 4 Reactive Remix, and it's a damn good one. All right, guys, see you next time. See you in the new year, in fact. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There we go. All done. See you later, guys.
Enjoying the Winterfest? Why not keep listening to Radio Sega when it's over? You can even request your favorite tracks from our playlist. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.